You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
It's a war that's lasted half a century, a little over half a century in fact, and it's killed 260,000 people. It's destroyed lives and livelihoods. It's caused the misery that wars always cause. And now, just a few hours ago in fact, it is officially over. The Colombian rebel group, the FARC, has ordered its forces to cease fire. The FARC will turn itself now into a legal political movement. Ingrid Betancourt was kidnapped and held for more than 6 years by the group. She'd been campaigning for the presidency of Colombia. She was beaten, abused, threatened with death and underfed. Her father died while she was a captive and her children grew up. She was finally released in 2008 and she's on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Justin.
Are you celebrating this morning?
Yes, I am. I am. Of course, it's a mix of feelings because I cannot forget what happened and how so many people suffered in this war. But I think it's such an incredible dream come true to be able to see these men and women giving up their weapons and finally hearing the silence of the machine guns. I think that for Colombia, it's just an incredible moment.
Is there a kind of separation in you between what you emotionally must feel, given that the suffering that you personally saw and experienced yourself, and what your head, as it were, tells you about what should happen?
When I was in captivity, one of the things I learned is that you can experience at the same time two contradictory feelings. I mean, you can be happy and sad at the same time for the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens in this particular case. I'm overwhelmed, of course, like all Colombians. When I heard the news, I was crying. I stumbled upon other Colombians. I'm in Paris. And we just hugged and we were crying and we were really very emotional about it. But of course, I'm also feeling this kind of, melancholy perhaps, the sadness of everything that we suffered. I wouldn't say that it's feeling fooled or if I could be thinking that I'm in disbelief. No, it's just that as much as I am happy, I'm also reliving the hard times during captivity.
And knowing as well that those who mistreated you so appallingly and damaged your life so badly and damaged so many other lives as well will not now have to go to prison under the terms of this deal?
Yes and no, because the way the deal and the agreement has been written, there is going to be an amnesty for the soldiers of the FARC. So my guards, that some of them were very rude and difficult and violent and sometimes cruel, most of all were, I would say, children. They were between 9 years old with rifles to 18 years old. So even though I was aware and I witnessed and suffered the cruelty that you can bear at that very young age, it was clear for me that they were victims, as I was, victims of not having the opportunity of being something different, being victims also because sometimes they were recruited by force by the FARC and brainwashed. So I'm okay if they're going to be if there's going to be an amnesty for them, because I think that is just justice. For the chiefs of the FARC, the commanders who perpetrated war crimes, they will be judged, and there's going to be a tribunal, and they will have to face a sentence.
Yes, I suppose that the suspicion is that actually that won't happen, that once they become a political party, out of nervousness about any move backwards, that actually all of that will be sort of pushed away.
I don't think it will be that way. I think that what will happen is that those who will confess their crimes will have a very mild treatment, and probably jail will be a soft jail. But I think for me that would be, I mean, what I think is that I prefer that solution to the reality of having more killing, more violence, more cruelty.
Is there a wider lesson for the world when it looks at what's happened in Colombia?
Yes, I think that Colombia has, you know, innovated in the sense that, and for me it's very surprising actually, because this is a group that has not been defeated militarily, even though they have been, you know, defeated in so many other ways. But they are still active militarily. They have 8,000 men and women in arms, and they could, just as so many other groups in the world negotiating a peace treaty, not be willing to face justice. And I think that because they have understood that Colombia cannot open a way for people to get into society and to be part of the political life without some kind of justice, I think this is, I would say this is what innovates in relation to other conflicts that have been solved in the past.
Just a final question. You were speaking to us from Paris, as you mentioned, but you were running for the presidency in Colombia. Are you going to go back now? Are you tempted back? Would you feel safe going back?
It changes my feelings towards living in Colombia. I've been, of course, in Europe, mostly in England, actually, because I'm in Oxford most of the time. But the reason why I've chosen this type of life, it's of course because I didn't feel safe in Colombia. With a peace agreement, that might change the way my family and myself, we feel about spending more time in Colombia.
Possible at least that you will go back. Ingrid Bretencourt, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Justin.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.